Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a disco party. Man, it is happening at Bryn's house. Bryn, you got to put up a little clip of today's Zoom showing, like, it's totally clap on, clap off. Like,
yeah, only when I talk right now. It's kind of distracting, isn't it? If I talk every time it lights up like this.
Oh my God.
I love it. It's just amazing. It's like a party tour bus.
So during the break, I bumped the music, like The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
Yeah, I know.
Hear the Blinding Lights.
Me and Nicole were dancing our asses off.
Yeah, I missed
from
the
our chairs. Yeah, we were clubbing.
Yeah.
We were on the club scene at Bryn's house.
Wow. And I have my six-year-old's drawings behind me.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Taped
all
to
of
the,
our backgrounds
the wall.
Absolutely pale in comparison. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you are styling in that room.
Thank you. Worked hard for you, Sarah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hate looking at blank walls. All right. Hi. It's Tuesday, and we're back live. It's going to be a very hot week, and we don't want any more fires, so let's be extra, extra, extra careful. I feel like we've had our share this year, and it'd be great if we had no more. This part of the show is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like these, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. Yay, Fremont Bank. La, la, la. We lost Eddie Van Halen over vacation. And after he died, somebody, I don't know why, asked David Crosby for his reaction. And he said, meh. And the internet broke. One fan told David that his comments were crude, unkind, and just lacked empathy. He replied, sorry, I just meant he doesn't move me much. Tracy Guns, it's in the news from LA Guns, that guy, he was a little more blunt, confronting Crosby. He said, wrong answer as F and rude as F. There are better ways to say you don't care for someone's music. David Crosby. That was very disrespectful. And yes, straight out, F you and your smug answer. And then Dee Snider shared Tracy's tweet and said, agreed. That said, I've always hated David Crosby and his mustache. Another fan reminded David that Eddie changed the world of guitar. David said, no, he didn't. Hendrix changed the world of guitar. Nobody else, really. And then he went on to say, look, I get it. Many of you love Van Halen. And the one time I met him, he was nice. And he was talented. Meh. To me means I don't care that much, and I don't. It doesn't mean it wasn't good, just not for me.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people defending their guitar hero is normal. I also think that he has every right to not be into Van Halen, for Christ's sake.
Sure.
Who cares what he thinks? My
people,
God.
People care deeply.
Jesus.
We must all be unified in our love of Eddie Van Halen.
I love Van Halen. I also love Hendrix. I have a feeling.
I actually love Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And
yeah, me too.
Crosby, Stills,
I think
Nash,
it's a generational thing, right? Probably.
You know what it is it's an opinion thing, and everyone's allowed to have their opinion. And I feel that here's my problem with what he said. When you go, meh. We weren't asking your opinion about Eddie Van Halen. We were asking your reaction to a colleague's death. I think saying nothing is better than saying meh. Like, I don't care that this guy died. Well, try to not care silently. That's all I would say.
Yeah. That's
I mean,
a good...
you do know how the world works.
Yeah, I'm not. You're right. I'm not surprised by any of it. He doesn't have to like Van Halen, and people don't have to like what he thinks about that. So no, there it is.
Exactly.
That's the
internet. World is outraged, Vinny. Let's all have our outrage. So amazing. This first, by the way, the first Van Halen record, I want to say it's number one on iTunes this week. Like, there's six Van Halen records in the top 10.
That's not a surprise. That seems to happen every time a big artist passes. Same happened with David Bowie and Prince, so it seems normal.
The that first record, John, of course, is just beyond devastated. And, you know, everyone's known he's been sick for a while, and he's made it to 65, but it sounds like the last few years were awful with John. I mean, it's been nonstop Van Halen. He's awesome on this.
What's that?
Oh, that's sweet, the little whistle.
So good.
But play Van Halen. Don't play Michael Jackson. Let's not mix up.
Well, it's Eddie Van Halen. I mean, that's what.
True. That is. I mean, you're not wrong. Sammy Hagar's last tour of duty with Van Halen did not end on a happy note. But he says that he and Eddie had completely patched things up before he died. He said Eddie and I had been texting, and it's been a love fest since we started communicating earlier this year. We both agreed not to tell anyone because of all the rumors it would stir up about a reunion, etc. We both knew that wasn't going to happen. But he also didn't want anyone to know about his health. He stopped responding to me about a month ago, and I figured, uh-oh, that's not good. I reached out one more time last week, and when he didn't respond, I said, it's a matter of time. But it came way too soon. After Eddie died on Tuesday, Van Halen's catalog sales jumped 61,000%.
Good.
In fact, hold on, somewhere on here I have, darn it all, I don't think I grabbed the chart. But the charts this week that came out yesterday, they're just, I mean, as you might imagine, it's just through the roof. Now for some bad news, a bunch of it. Buckle in, everyone. The British band The Wanted. Play me The Wanted song that I'll know.
All right, here it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I do know the song, yeah. Keep it going so people can
hear. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now.
So, the universe. Tom Parker from this band, 32 years old, in an Instagram post, he said, "We are all absolutely devastated, but we are gonna." Oh, sorry. First, he announced that he has an inoperable brain tumor. Then he said, "We are all absolutely devastated. We're going to fight this all the way. We don't want your sadness. We just want love and positivity. And together, we'll raise awareness of this terrible disease and look for all treatment options. It's going to be a tough battle, but with everyone's love and support, we're going to beat this." His doctors are saying this is terminal. He did an interview with OK Magazine and said he has stage 4 glioblastoma, possibly.
Doctors said
32 years old. He's expecting his second kid with his wife.
Oh,
it's horrendous. There's not much more beyond that. It's basically, he's a young man, 32 years old, married, you got a second kid on the way. And, I guess The Wanted went on hiatus in 2014. The members were all pursuing their own projects, but he's only a 32-year-old dude. So that's terrible. Scarface, the rapper, He has battled COVID and has had organ failure. He is begging for a kidney donation. He is B positive, and apparently, so he's on dialysis.
Hold on. So you're saying that this is his? He got COVID, ended up in the hospital, and has kidney failure as a result of COVID.
Yes. Okay. And yes. He is currently on dialysis. Let me see if there was more stuff. They're saying it took him a long time just to get past the point where he's actually got COVID, but he's got permanent organ damage. He's 49 years old. He made a plea on social media on Wednesday, and fans overwhelmingly said, yeah, you can have one of my kidneys.
Wow.
So he may actually get a kidney. Someone said, it'll be returning the favor. Your music speaks to me more than any artist ever. Learned how to manage depression openly because of you. So he's B positive, and he is looking for a kidney and may very well get one. James Keenan, Maynard James Keenan from Tool.
Oh, Tool.
He is also suffering. He got COVID early on in February, and he has permanent lung damage. He said that he beat the disease, but he's still dealing with the residual side effects. Lung damage. Oh, and then they don't really say much more about him. They talk about how many people die of it. So he's lucky to have survived, I guess, but he's also in trouble. Nicole, you just sent me this. Cristiano Ronaldo has just tested positive for coronavirus.
The soccer player.
Yeah. Portuguese Football Federation released a statement today. He is well, without symptoms, according to them, and in isolation, but he's positive for it. So hopefully he'll be okay. Greta Van Fleet. Remember they were all the rage a couple years back?
Yeah, our boss is someone who knew of them long before they ever broke through. So yeah. I kind of had an idea of them through him. But yeah, they're the young kids and they're rockers.
They are
rare today.
Throwbacky too. Uh-huh. Like people, a lot of people compare them to Zeppelin. My brother's a huge Greta Van Fleet fan. And so I thought maybe we'd get to hear a new song from them. Apparently, the minute that their record came out, this Anthem of the Peaceful Army was released in 2018. They went right back and started writing. And now they've got a record coming out pretty soon. They've released a music video for a brand new track called My Way Soon. And here is what it sounds like. So that is, let's see. I guess they did a bunch of songs for the Million Little Pieces film soundtrack. And I don't see a date on when this is going to be released, as far as the whole album goes.
Not that they're looking for more comparisons, but his voice right there just made me think of Shannon Hoon.
Oh, a little.
Do you remember who that is?
Absolutely.
The Blind Melon Kid?
Yeah. Tory Lanez has finally been charged.
Oh.
Remember when he shot?
I saw that. That is weird that he shot somebody and it took this long, but okay.
It's been like 2 months, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this story's been around forever.
Yep.
It's over the summer. Tory Lanez has been charged in the shooting of Megan Thee Stallion. He shot her, like, I don't know how many times he hit her, but he shot at her feet. At least one hit. I thought I had heard both feet. He's facing felony. Oh, in July, this happened. He's facing felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, personal use of a firearm, and carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle. He's looking at 22 years, 8 months in prison if he's convicted.
Well, yeah, you can't make people dance with gunshots. It's not
you
right.
You can't. What's the guy's name? The little somebody? Little Tekka.
All right.
He's got that gun. Yeah, nice make you pull, into Sarah. A dancer. Uh-huh. Something. I like that line. I mean, it's, you know, you shouldn't do that.
Wasn't that old school cowboy stuff? Dance! Right.
That's where that cowboy dancing comes from. I got black, I got white, what you want? Hop outside a ghost and hop up in a fan on. I know I'm about to blow, oh, I ain't dumb. They try to take my floor, I take their ass for ransom. I know that I'm gone, they see me blowing. Where's my line? I need my line.
There it is. Hold on.
Oh, that was it. I got two twin Glocks, turn you to a dancer. Two twin Glocks, turn you to a dancer. Adorable. Anyway, Tory Lanez has finally been charged. He put out a thing. He says, I've been charged, people, not convicted. It's like, yeah, but you know, Megan Thee Stallion was saying that you did shoot her in the feet. So I'm going to believe her. And by now, you have maybe seen this video. It's a guy by the name. He's just a dude. Like, I don't know. He looks our age, Vinny. 50 years old. I don't know. Let me see if it says his age in here somewhere. It
you doesn't. Don't have to go around saying that all the time.
That's true. 35 or so. His name is Nathan Apodaca. And
okay.
He's
nice. Yeah.
He puts up a video of himself on TikTok. It's a TikTok. And it's him skateboarding to work, drinking from a bottle of Ocean Spray cran raspberry juice, and singing Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
This guy is dangerous. Classic.
It's, yeah, he's just going down the road. He's looking, you know, trying to be alert, looking around. And then he's like lip syncing to the song a little bit. It's adorable. And that was his story. Since then, Ocean Spray bought him a truck. People have donated thousands of dollars to him. Mick Fleetwood posted a response. And he even has a clothing line that's blowing up. And now, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Yeah. I was going to do a video just like this one because I can skate. Probably 10 times better than this guy can. But I don't know how you put music to a video. You can't. How did he do that?
Well, he's listening TikTok, to it. And then on TikTok, it seems like there's some kind of algorithm where you can figure out how to time yourself exactly to the song. Because it is tricky.
I don't know. See, I don't have TikTok, I can make this video. And then I went, wait, you can't record and play music at the same time. How am I supposed to?
You can with TikTok. That's how they lip sync and do all those.
I thought there was like a syncing problem, though. No.
Oh, no.
No.
It's all about syncing the lips. That's what TikTok's popular for.
Mm-hmm. TikTok. That's why I couldn't do it. I'm like sitting there going, I would love to make this video. I could skate better than that guy. But then I went, I can't work my phone. So...
The best would be if you were skating along, mouthing to the phone, and then you wiped out. That'd be now we're going viral. Let's do this thing.
I had some thoughts on that, and again, I could not work my phone to make it happen. So,
Vinny, you'd wound up getting a brand new truck, thousands of dollars, and a clothing line.
I don't need any of that. I just thought it'd be funny, and it didn't work out because can't.
This guy's benefiting. And now Fleetwood Mac is getting a little something-something out of it, too. Yesterday, Dreams, which was first released in 1977, hit number one on iTunes. And their greatest hits album was number five.
Wow.
Like, that song, out of the blue.
That song is big on TikTok right now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just, like, the song
Thanks
everyone
to
is.
Him.
Yeah. I don't know. Wow. That came on my page because I haven't been on TikTok for a while, and that was, like, one of the first videos. I'm like, who is this guy? And then he does all the dances, too, and... It's just funny because you would never picture this guy doing all
he's just looking, you know, going down the street like nothing. Then all of a sudden he turns to the camera and sings the one line. It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
It's quite a vibe, no doubt.
That is hilarious. Anyway, I guess we could put a link to that somewhere in case anyone hasn't seen it.
Yeah, I think I can put it up on Facebook.
I finally found that. I just want to run down this really quickly. Van Halen dominated both charts, singles charts and album charts. Jump, Panama, You Really Got Me, Eruption, and Running with the Devil were all top 10 songs, and they took 7 of the top 10 album spots, including number 1 for their self-titled debut. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, including a lot of texts. Thank you for sending in texts, everyone. It's nice to hear from you, and we appreciate it. We're back live, but I got the most stressed out city in every state except in California. The most stressed out city is the most stressed out city in the nation.
Oh,
so I'll tell you that, plus some Halloween stuff and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.